several communities having issues with water freezing up. Stevens Point, one of them.
Well, we're definitely seeing a trend that is increased over past years just because of the cold. But a lot of those are occurring on private property. There are a few more in our system, but I'd say overall the numbers are up this year, yeah.
It seems that different municipalities handle the freeze-ups differently. Some are telling them to run water all the time, others are not. What's happening here?
There are those that we run when our water temperature in the system drops below a certain point. We have them turn on just so they don't freeze up, and those are areas where our infrastructure is at risk of freezing. They're limited. And then there are people that choose to, if they know that their line's going to freeze up, for instance, it goes under their driveway or under an area where the snow gets removed regularly, they'll choose to run it so that they don't run the risk of that excavation cost or calling in a plumber or anything during the winter. Sometimes they weigh that option and choose to run it themselves.
Thing to apparently watch out for is if the responsibility is on the customer side or the city side.
Right, yeah. There are a few cases where we have them run it on our behalf, and that obviously doesn't cost them anything. And then there are those cases where they run it to prevent cost on their side. So in that case, they're choosing to take on the cost of paying for the water.
You had a lot of freeze-ups this year?
There's been more than normal. Yeah. You know, and in all categories, you know, the services of really any size, although, you know, mostly our residential services, and then getting into the property side of it. And a lot of that has to do with areas where snow cover isn't there, or drafty basement windows, or uninsulated parts of the house on a cold wall or something like that. So it's the usual suspects, just higher quantity.
Do you find that certain soil types or depth of the pipes, as well as the snow cover, affects which freezing happens?
Well, definitely the depth of the pipe. We see those shallow ones are the ones that need to get run. Soil type, I don't know so much, because our heavier soils tend to be in wet parts of town, and if you have high groundwater, that actually helps quite a bit to keep things from freezing. But, yeah, depth, I'd say, and whether or not there's snow cover is the most critical part.
If you you mentioned that driveways with pipes underneath them can be a problem.
Yeah, the snow provides, you know, a layer of insulation, really, against frost getting too deep in your yard.